Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm Jennifer from Virginia, and found you guys' podcast not that long ago, and I've just been kind of listening to it anytime I'm doing chores or driving. So, you know, thanks for making dishes easier. So I've heard a lot of cool stories and some pretty scary stories, but I haven't heard any stories about haunted ambulances. And I have one for you about that. I used to run rescue, kind of in a small rural part of Virginia, and worked for a company that does ambulance transport too. And we had one ambulance in particular with the company that I worked for that had been in service for a really long time with one of the rescue squads in the area. And when they put it out of commission, our company bought it and had it, you know, repainted and rebranded. So it became our ambulance. It had some, I guess, mechanical problems and went in for repair. And no one wanted to be the one to go down and get it and drive it back because it was haunted. So me being me was like, you know, can't be that bad. I just started working for the company. You know, it's whatever. I'll drive it back. So we rode down to get it. And it's about a 30-35 minute drive. So I'm kind of on the way down thinking I'm going to be driving this supposedly haunted ambulance back by myself, you know, 35-40 minute drive. Okay. We'll see how this goes. So we went and got it, and nothing happened for a little while. You know, it's broad daylight, and I thought, you know, maybe it's only haunted at night. And then I hear the sound of keys being thrown in the air and caught in the back of the truck. And of course, there's, you know, there's nobody in the truck but me. And stopped at a stoplight, looked in the mirror and didn't see anybody, kind of turned around. And of course, you know, there's no one back there. And as soon as it started, you know, as soon as I turned around, it started again. And it was the sound of, like, Tony, if you have, like, ever met anybody or Jenny with, like, the nervous habit of throwing their keys in the air and catching them, that is the exact sound that it was making in the back of the ambulance, just over and over. Keys getting thrown up and kind of that tinkle and then that chunk when you catch them over and over. And I finally said, hey, man, look, that's really annoying. You know, find something quieter to fidget with, please. And it stopped. And I thought, okay, like, that's not residual then. If it stopped, it's, you know, probably a more intelligent haunting. And so I started to, you know, just turn around, was kind of thankful that it had stopped and that I wasn't having to listen to that again because it had gotten really aggravating. And I felt a tug on my ponytail. And I used to have really, really, really long hair, and I would keep it up in kind of a ponytail, messy bun all the time. And And so I kind of, you know, had to do like a little experiment of like, you know, maybe I caught my hair like, you know, between my shoulder and the seat. But I couldn't get my hair to catch even trying between my shoulder and the seat. And I thought like, okay, you know, it's moved on to a different annoyance. This is great. So, you know, I'm kind of trying to ignore it and just not acknowledge it. And, you know, thinking like, you know, like a toddler, if you don't pay attention to it, doing something stupid, annoying, it'll quit. And then like, I feel my ponytail get like flipped up, like over my head. And I'm like, okay, that's even more aggravating than the keys. And it did that a couple of times until I finally said, like, okay, that's even worse than the keys. Find something else to do, please. That's not going to make me wreck this ambulance. And it kind of stopped. And then I could hear the latches on the cabinets in the back. And they're locked cabinets, but you could flip the latch up, but you couldn't actually open it without the key. So then I hear those popping. And I finally just turned the radio on and just kept turning it up until I couldn't hear the latches anymore. And, you know, finally got back to the our lot and parked it and told the ghost goodbye and got out and went in and told our, you know, manager. I was like, hey, that truck's really haunted. So just so you know. And she just kind of looked at me and she said, huh, is that why nobody wants to drive it? I was like, yeah, I think so. So, you know, I guess she'd heard about it before, but she hadn't really paid attention to it until, you know, the new girl that didn't know why nobody wanted to drive it told her again. But, you know, I still see them. I don't work for them anymore. It's been a long time, but I still see that truck around town and I still wonder, if that ghost is still in the back throwing its keys up and catching them. So, you know, I have some other stories, some from Running Rescue and some from just, you know, my whole family is pretty sensitive and kind of interesting. And so we have had a lot of experiences in our family and a lot of stories. And I've lived in a couple of haunted places and worked in a couple of haunted places. So I'll have to call in and give you guys another story sometime, but I don't want it to get too long. So I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for the awesome show.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.